So say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
my ears hear,
my ears hear,
my eyes see,
my eyes see,
my heart does perceive,
my heart does perceive.
This is a truth.
This is the truth.
For me.
For me.
It's not just for the neighborhood.
That's just for the neighborhood.
It's for me.
It's for me.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to go to Romans chapter 5, because he made it very clear. He's been bouncing on me for about a week now about the divine exchange. And sometimes we think we're saved, but we don't understand the fullness of what Jesus did and why. And St. Paul is taking this and bringing it to the forefront, so that you can see clearly what his plan was to begin with. So the first verse I want you to look at is verse 18. Consequently, just as the results of one man's mistake or trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life to all men. One of you said righteousness, the other one says faultless. Mm-hmm. Did you see the connection? It's the same message. 19, for just as through the disobedience of one man named Adam, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, Jesus, the many will be made righteous. Will be made righteous. So you could cry out for righteousness till the cows come home, and you're going to accomplish what? A head trip. Mm-hmm. But if you trust in the one who started this whole ball game, which is the Lord, he's saying what Jesus did on the cross canceled Adam's misbehavior. All of what Adam did and all the generations that follow in his steps are sinners. Correct?
Yes.
Those that follow in the footsteps of Jesus, what are they?
Righteous.
They're righteous and they're faultless. By what? It's by faith that you have been saved. If you declare, I'm a sinner, you're canceling your agreement with heaven. Right?
Yeah.
Matthew 18 and 19 says, two of you on earth agreeing. Ah. So if I agree with the devil, and I repeat what he says, what am I going to get? Demonic results. If I agree with the word of God, and someone agrees with me, what am I going to get? Divine results. Righteous results. Why is it so difficult when we're going through a test to declare what God says about us? And our emotions are saying, you're just dying. You know, that's plain and simple. You're dying. You might as well just lay down and just let it happen. Who is the author of death?
Satan.
Thank you. And he's been handing out death for how long?
Since the beginning.
Yeah, since Adam.
Too long.
Too long. Thank you. So, you know, when you and I do not pay attention to our words, we are heading into a war. Well, the gifts of the Spirit, that's for them. No, it's for all who will agree with him.
Amen.
All right? Oh, the visions, that's for the girls. Baloney. I'm being nice now. Okay? It's not just for the girls, it's for the men too. You say, well, you had a dream, Pastor Kim, last night. You advertised.
I did.
Yeah. And it was an awesome dream. And it was confirmed by a beautiful woman. Because she went shopping to confirm it. She brought fruit.
Amen.
Okay? Thank you, Lord, because, see, Lisa became a confirmation.
Praise God. That's right.
Yeah, and you obeyed. Yep. What if you didn't obey? You'd be pounding yourself into the ground all the way outside here, and you would have said, I miss God.
Yes.
If you miss God, you pick yourself up by the back of the butt, and you go back to do it next time.
It's like I'm hitting my heel and my butt.
But you get the point.
Yes.
If you miss it, it's not the end of the world.
But God, does it suck.
Thank you. You know why? Because you're fighting your brain. You're fighting your mind, will, and emotions. Your soul is your adversary. Okay? And when you listen to it, you're going to get what? Earthly results. If you listen to your spirit, you're going to get heavenly results. Why? Because you've become a saint. You know, when the Lord began to pressure me to change my words about who I am, the church where I was advertising, we are sinners saved by grace. It's the truth. And the Lord said, you're not a sinner anymore, you're a saint. And you know what my head said? I was looking at all my actions. I was looking at my reactions. And you know what? My actions and reactions were not saintly. They were sinners type. And the Lord said, there's a season of transition. So why don't you start declaring tomorrow today? Start declaring by faith that you're a saint. So I tried it. And you know what? My head gave me a storm. My head. My mind, my will, my emotions said, huh, you sure don't act like a saint. You are acting just like a... And I said, no. I am a sinner and I saw a vision. When my sons were born, my second son, I was working for a lumber yard. And I used to deliver the lumber, I used to deliver the plywood and the shingles and whatever else they needed. And the Lord showed me a house. And there was hardly no plywood on it. It was just the framing was up. The floor was visible. The second floor was visible. And the roof line. The weather was fully alive. You could get snow every time, rain every time. And the Lord said, that's a picture of you right now. But I'm going to put a finished work on you. I'm going to put. What's that word that you got, girl?
Faultless.
Ah, I'm going to make you faultless. He's able to make me faultless. Huh. Just close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus is able.
Lord Jesus is able.
To make me faultless.
To make me faultless.
And guiltless.
And guiltless.
It's up to my mouth to change.
It's up to my mouth to change.
I can be a saint.
I can be a saint.
Or a sinner.
Or a sinner.
It's up to my mouth.
It's up to my mouth.
It's either going to be construction.
It's either going to be construction.
Or destruction.
Or destruction.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
Whoa, that's the rubber hitting the road, isn't it? Yeah, it's up to me. I could take you to James chapter 5, but if you're making a note, I'm sorry, not James 5, James 3. Talks about the power of life and death is in your mouth. And sometimes you're going to have to really talk to yourself about what you are saying. And if you're saying something that is going to bring death, ask the Lord for grace to change your mouth and change your confession.
Amen.
Verse 12 of Romans 5. Death through Adam, life through Christ. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. 15. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. Hoo-hoo! You mean I'm justified? Yes, I am. 17. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned and ruled through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Take that to the bank. Take it to the bank and start believing that when the enemy says, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty, you say, no, I'm not guilty because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been justified. You say, well, how do you know that? Verse 9. Take a good look at verse 9. You see, Romans 5:9 should be a scripture that you know by heart, because it's your defense mechanism against the liar. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Woo-hoo-hoo! In the courts of heaven, you've been justified. But in your mouth, you declare yourself guilty and a sinner. It's got to change. It's up to you to change it. And if you can't do it on your own, ask the Holy Spirit. Is he not called the helper? Yes. Is he not called the counselor?
Yes.
Is he not called the comforter?
Yes.
And you're trying to do it on your own?
You want a lifesaver?
I need a lifesaver. His name is?
Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit will keep you afloat.
Amen.
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 The Holy Spirit will keep me afloat.
That's right.
Yeah. So you won't sink and die. Mm-hmm. Kind of dumb to sink on your own.
That's right.
Or sink yourself.
Amen.
Okay? You don't want to die. You want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, close your eyes. Put one hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I apply my hand right now,
I apply my hand right now.
I declare the truth.
And I declare the truth.
I am no longer a sinner.
I am no longer a sinner.
I am now a saint.
I am now a saint.
Yes, I'm under construction.
Yes, I'm under construction.
But my papa's on the job.
But my papa's on the job.
And his spirit is in me.
And his spirit is in me.
And he's saving me.
And he's saving me.
From my own mouth.
From my own mouth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You just tasted the divine exchange.